Defined as a deficiency of energy, protein, and other nutrients that can cause adverse effects on the body, shape, size, and composition, the way it functions, and clinical outcomes, malnutrition can refer to under- or overnutrition. But in relation to Malnutrition Awareness Week, in this report, we're focusing on those who are undernourished. Most malnutrition here in the UK is disease-related, although some social and mechanical factors can also have an impact, and it's more prevalent than you might think. Joining me to discuss this is Victoria Dagnan, a Dudley-based dietitian. To start with, anecdotal evidence suggests a great many of us are unsure as to the role that dietitians play. So, could you explain what a dietitian does?
In general, we assess, diagnose, and treat diet and nutrition problems. What we do is help to turn scientific research into practical guidance for the people that we see. You might find a dietitian in a variety of places, hospitals, in the community, in GP practices like me. So lots of variety of roles.
In this interview, we're looking at disease-related malnutrition. How might we better understand that term?
Disease-related malnutrition is often associated with a range of conditions. COPD, which is a respiratory disease, cancer, dementia. Often these are the type of conditions that can impact on a person's appetite, often reducing their appetite. But also these diseases can increase someone's requirements for nutrition as well. And often this results in unplanned weight loss or other effects on the body.
How many people live with disease-related malnutrition?
Around 3 million people have disease-related malnutrition or they're at risk of malnutrition. Around 93% live in the community.
In your experience, do the national statistics reflect on what you experience locally?
Yeah, absolutely. People are living with long-term illness and disability. And of course, we've got an aging population. Those two things put people in Dudley more at risk of malnutrition. So I would absolutely say that locally, our statistics match that of the UK.
What are the consequences of disease-related malnutrition on the person living with it?
Muscle loss, which results in falls and loss of strength and energy. It can also lower our immunity. We're much more at risk of catching infections that surround us as well. And also, malnutrition could impact on people's quality of life.
What are the challenges you face locally treating disease-related malnutrition?
The biggest challenge is in identification. And I don't think that that is a Dudley Borough issue. I think that is a challenge faced across the UK. Figures show that a large portion of people living in care homes, for instance, and people who attend their GP surgery are not being identified as being at risk of disease-related malnutrition. So, of course, if people aren't being identified, that means they're not being treated and given the correct support. So I think the biggest challenge is raising awareness of malnutrition and also upskilling and helping people to screen for malnutrition.
How can someone listening to this interview tell if they or a loved one is living with disease-related malnutrition? And what should we do if we are?
Ask, look, and listen. Ask about someone's appetite. Ask them how they're getting on with their shopping and their food preparation. And do they need any help with eating and drinking? And then look. Often there are signs of unplanned weight loss. So someone may have loose jewellery. They may have some ill-fitting clothes. They might have lost their interest in food as well. And then listen, we all know that the pandemic has impacted on people's feelings of loneliness, their isolation. And so I would ask, have conversations with people, listen to their issues around eating and drinking and help them to find solutions around that. Screening for malnutrition involves taking somebody's weight and their height and calculating their BMI, which is their body mass index. It involves asking them what their weight was 3 to 6 months ago. And from this information, we can calculate their risk of malnutrition to get adequate and appropriate advice and support.
What role do you play in helping people with disease-related malnutrition?
So we will most certainly assess the situation and identify what the underlying cause is for the disease-related malnutrition. And from there, we can help with dietary interventions to improve nutrition status. We can help and support and signpost to other organisations locally. So we know Citizens Advice are helping people with ensuring they're maximising their benefits and getting access to food or funds for food that they are entitled to. We also work with our social prescribers that help to identify ways to support people, be that through connecting them with food hubs or lunch clubs or food banks that are available across the Dudley Borough.
Where should we look online for further help and support?
There's a fantastic website they could go on to, which is malnutritionselfscreening.org. Using that information that we discussed earlier, so height and weight and weight loss, that's a great resource. And then there's some fantastic information from the Malnutrition Pathway, which has lots of fact sheets and ideas and further information. And that can be found at malnutritionpathway.co.uk.